Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. It's so easy to be overwhelmed by our sin and guilt. God wants us to rest in His forgiveness so we can be a clean vessel.
Clean before my Lord I stand, and in me not one blemish does He see.
Dear precious Father in heaven, we come into your presence today asking that you cleanse us from our sin. You've promised that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bless us, Lord, please, with your rest as we trust your many promises that we have been redeemed and are clean before you, Lord. Lord, please take away the guilt that Satan would have us burdened by, that we can enjoy the freedom from that penalty that your Son took in our place on the cross. Invited by your mercy, we rest in you alone. Father, surround us by your peace that passes all understanding as we rest, knowing that our sin has been taken from us as far as the east is from the west. We want to be a clean vessel, holy, completely devoted to you. Allow us, Lord, to be used in your ministry to others. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Out of the depths of my shame, I cry to you, Lord.
Have mercy on me.
not because I deserve it, but only because you are love and compassion.
I have sinned against you, Lord. I know I have, and it hangs on my mind.
If you kept track of our sins, Lord, who of us could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
Lord, I pray, wash away all my sin.
Cleanse me, and I will be completely clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Create in me a pure heart, O God. Do not push me out of your presence, or take your spirit from my heart.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
When blown by the winds of my weakness, on the sea of my self-centered ways, the darkness of guilt and despair settles in, and I long for the light of your face. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. The shame in my soul weighs so heavy that I wrestle to win my release. But Calvary whispers compassion and love and forgiveness and freedom and peace. Father, forgive. Thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. I long to breathe the constant fellowship of love. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting, I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone.
Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Turn me not away. And I will teach thy ways, O Lord, and lead others to thee. O Lord of my salvation, I will praise your name. Now, brothers and sisters, it matters not what your talent might be. Just look unto him and surrender your will, and a Daniel or Paul you could be. A Daniel or Paul you could be. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Turn me not away. And I will teach thy ways, O Lord, and lead others to thee. O Lord of my salvation, I will praise your name. There's so many things in this old world that can lead you astray, but focus your eyes and follow his will, and the false things won't lead you away. The false things won't lead you away. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, wash away my sins. Cleanse me with the blood of the Lamb, make me new again. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Turn me not away. And I will teach thy ways, O Lord, and lead others to thee. O Lord of my salvation, I will praise your name. O Lord of my salvation, forever I will praise your name.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Your tax-deductible donation can also be sent to us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Shouting. When the worship time is over and we've gone our separate ways, we are still His church together. And as we meet the coming days, we must be holy. We know it's the right thing to do. We've got to be holy. Letting the light of God shine through as we leave this holy place. There's a God.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy. This is holy ground.
This is your call to worship.
To live as pure.
Friends, God makes it very clear in Scripture that we should be clean. He wants us clean inside and out. And it's in our best interest to be clean. Just look, for example, at the Pentateuch. How important it is to be clean. From Genesis to Deuteronomy, the word clean appears 73 times, and a total of just over 130 times from cover to cover within the King James Bible. We will be looking into just a few of these important references during this time. Beginning with Deuteronomy 13, none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand. Keep your hands clean. Matthew 23, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also." From 2 Corinthians 6, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean." 1 Peter chapter 2, "Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul." From Jude, "And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to still others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives. Now, all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into His glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to Him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are His before all time and in the present and before all time. Amen." 1 John chapter 3, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure." Titus chapter 2, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Joseph of Arimathea knew enough about God's holiness and his standards of cleanliness that he makes a noteworthy choice at a historical moment. This account found in Matthew 27, verses 57 through 59. And when the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. For a person to be clean was to say that they were healed, righteous, without sin, like God is holy. Mark chapter 1, And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. To be a clean vessel, we should seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness to be cleansed of our sin. 1 John chapter 1, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. And to be clean is to invest time in God's word. John 15, first four verses. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. We've heard it said that cleanliness is next to godliness, and we know that godliness is similar to holiness. 1 Timothy chapter 4, If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. Let us be clean and holy, even as God, he is holy. Leviticus chapter 11, For I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. And 1 Peter chapter 1, It is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable use. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. Oh, that we would be a vessel set apart as holy. Let this be our prayer.
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell within them, they shall be his people, and Almighty God will be with them. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, and no more pain. The former things are all passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Said unto me, Write these words, for they are faithful and true. And it is done. It is done. It is Second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He, the Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He, the Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's word spoken and in song, as we're reminded that a clean vessel is what God desires. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. Please take just a moment and write us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Spirit.